Who can tell if he will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish?
他是一在这个当中，他是一个不肯、不确定的事情。
So at this point, it was something that was uncertain.
好，我们在生活里面，我们有时候会遇到一些人非常的高傲。
In our lives, we may encounter people who are very proud.
他有时候会认为说：“我何罪之有？我有什么罪啊？”
And they will think to themselves that they have what is best.
好，我有什么罪恶啊？sin 啊？
Ah, well, what sin do I have?
好，那我不会犯什么错误啊。
And I do not do anything wrong.
好，别人跟他所讲的话，他就完全不理会。
So they will not care about what other people say.
好，所以人也懒得跟他讲了。
So people will stop talking to them.
好，那另外一种人就是谦卑的。
And there is another kind of person who is very humble.
他是看到自己的不足。
They will see their shortcomings.
也同时会听别人跟他讲什么。
And at the same time, they listen to what others are telling them.
好，那我们看到说，人在什么时候才会把自己降为卑啊？
When does a person humble themselves?
很多时候是遇到危险无助的时候。
Often it is when they encounter danger and they have no other help.
好，直到说抓住神，把希望全部放在神的身上。
And they learn to grasp hold of God and to place their hope in Him.
好，因此我们可以看到说，这些人他愿。这些人民都愿意降为卑啊。
So how can we see that all these people were willing to humble themselves?
他们是先把这个强暴的事情丢弃，所种的恶道也丢弃了。
They left from their ways of violence and turned from their evil ways.
好，然后很虚心的说，或者怎么样
？And very humbly they said, "Well, who can tell if God will turn?"
这个不确定性就是把主权交给神。
So in this uncertainty, they have entrusted this power to God.
很多时候我们在圣餐礼之前向神悔改。
Often before Holy Communion, we will repent before God.
我们很多时候认为说，只要我悔改，神就会原谅。
And we will think, as long as I repent, then God will forgive.
因为耶稣慈悲我软弱。
Because Jesus is able to sympathize with my weakness.
但这样的说法正确吗？
Is this correct in saying so?
这个赦罪的权柄恩典都来自于神。
The authority and the mercy to forgive us of our sin comes from God.
当然悔改是必须的。
So of course it is necessary for us to repent.
好，我们来先来看一段的经文。
Let us turn to a verse.
好，路加福音第十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
好，从这个第一节开始到第五节当中。
Luke chapter 13, verse 1-5.
他们讲到一件，这里是记录了一件事迹啊。
Here records an event.
好，讲到说，正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。耶稣说。你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪吗？所以受这害吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。从前希罗亚楼倒塌了，压死了十八个人。你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。这代表什么？
What does this mean?
很多人好发生到一看到一些事件的发生啊。
When people see certain events happening,
很自然的是说会把罪连结在一起。
Very naturally, we will link it to sin.
好，就说一定是他们犯罪了。
We will think it must be because they have sinned.
好，所以他们好被这个倒塌的楼给压死了。
So those that had the tower fall on them.
因为他们有罪了，所以他们遭受到这样子的结局啊。
It is because they had sinned that they had met with this end.
但是耶稣说不是的。
But Jesus says this is not so.
你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
所以看到别人遭受到一些灾难。
So when we see others encountering these troubles,
不要认为说我比他更好。
Do not think to yourself that you are better than them.
其实就是要自我的提醒啊。
But instead, it should be a reminder for us.
所以三节五节就说要悔改。
Verses 3 and 5 tell us that we must repent.
好，那在圣经里面，诗篇130篇的第四节、第七节。
In Psalm 130, verse 4 and verse 7.
都讲到说神有赦免人的恩典。
It tells us that the Lord is merciful.
神也会显出他的慈爱。
So he is merciful and he can forgive our sins.
神的这个恩典跟慈爱，这个主权在于神。
Grace and mercy, this is all in the hand of God.
这些虽然是外族人，虽然他们做非常恶的事情。
Although they were Gentiles and although they had done great wickedness.
但他们知错能改。
They knew their wrongs and they were willing to repent.
他们愿意把主权交给神。
They were willing to hand this authority to God.
所以约翰一书里面第一章八到九节。
So in 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 and 9.
我们约翰一书的第一章八到九节里面。
1 John chapter 1 verses 8 and 9.
讲到说，如果我们承认自己的过犯
，tells us that if we confess our sins，
以及我们如果不承认自己的过犯
，if we do not confess our sins，
会有什么结果呢
？What is the result？
如果一个人完全不认自己的过犯，那就是说神是说谎的喽。
If we say that we have no sin， then we are saying that God is a liar。
因为圣经上面说世人都犯了罪
，because the Bible says that all man has sinned。
但神不会说谎
，But God does not lie.
是我们自己不愿意承认自己的过错。
It is we ourselves that are unwilling to admit to our wrongs.
所以一章的八节那个罪是单数的。
So in chapter 1 verse 8, sin it is in a singular.
但是第九节却是复数的。
But in verse 9 it is plural.
所以我们看到了什么
？What can we see?
我们在神的面前要成为怎么样的人？
What kind of a person should we be before God?
这跟我们在于认罪悔改有相连的关系。
There is a close relationship with confessing our sins and repenting.
当然，这不是说我们就要去犯罪然后悔改，而是说我们应该要去改变。
This does not mean that we should go and sin and confess our sins, but we need to change ourselves.
好，那我们来看一下。
Let us have a look.
在这个约拿书三章的第九节当中啊
，In Jonah chapter 3 verse 9，
这边说，或者神真的会后悔
，says who can tell if God will turn and relent？
神转意后悔
，God will turn and relent。
这个后悔绝对不是我们人的这个观念啊。
This word relented is not how we have come to understand it.
后悔就是说一件事情发生过后，人就觉得啊，我做错了，想要改变啊。
So to regret something, it is when we feel we have done something wrong and we feel bad about doing it.
我们举例来讲，有的时候人与人之间会不会有误会
？For example, between interpersonal relationships, sometimes there will be misunderstandings.
比如说我们走在路上
，For example, we are walking.
我们远远看到我们所认识的朋友啊。
And you see a friend from afar.
我们跟他打个招呼了。
We waved to them.
可是他好像没有看到我们，就像从旁边走过去了。
But it seems that they have not seen us and they walk past us.
或许我们会认为说，这个人怎么这么绝情啊
？So we may think, why is this person like this?
他为什么我跟他打招呼他不回我呢？他是不是瞧不起我
？Why is it that when I wave to them, they do not wave back? Do they despise me?
可是很多时候。可能那个人正好在想一些事情，或者是家里发生一些事情了。
But many times that something may have happened to that person, or they may have matters in the household.
所以他有时候对旁边的人事物是没有办法警觉到的。
So they are not aware of the people that they are around.
就像我们平常有的时候在生活里面，我们很在意一件事情，我们很想解决一件事情的时候。
It is like in our own lives when we are thinking about a matter that concerns us very much.
很多人不就是旁边人在跟我们讲话，我们好像根本没听到一样。
When other people speak to us, it can almost be that we do not hear them.
那人就是有这样子的误会。
So this is a misunderstanding that can occur.
那我们知道是误会以后，我们当然就会觉得，我骂他讲他，好像是很对不起。
And when we realize that this is just a misunderstanding, we feel bad about speaking bad of them.
这就是人的以人的角度所说的后悔啊。
And this is what it means to regret in, from the perspective of man.
但圣经上面说，神说他绝对不会后悔。
But the Bible tells us that that God he does not relent.
啊，当这个撒母耳先知哈，他为这个扫罗王代求的时候。
When Prophet Samuel prayed and interceded for King Saul,
好，神怎么样对他讲呢
？What did God say?
他说耶和华绝对不像世人啊。
That the Lord is not like man.
绝对不会后悔。
He will not relent.
既然他神已经说我要把这个扫罗王哦给放弃了。
And since God has said that he will forsake Saul.
好。这句话讲出去绝对不会后悔。
Once he has said this, he will not relent from it.
那当然我们也知道说是他两次违背神的命令。
And we know that it is because twice he went against the command of God.
神就给他机会悔改。
And God had given him the opportunity to repent.
但他并没有真心实意的悔改。
Yet he did not repent wholeheartedly.
所以神所讲过的话他不会说啊我讲错了我做错了什么决定的。
So what when God says something, He will not come back and say that He has made a mistake.
其实在这里的后悔，它的意思就是难，有时候是指的难过。
So the word relent can have the meaning of feeling sadness or disappointment.
比如说在创世纪第六章第五节到第六节。
For example, in Genesis chapter 6.
第五节到第六节。
Verses 5-6.
说神后悔造人在地上。
It says that the Lord regretted making man on the earth.
其实这个后悔是说神看到人这样的恶行，就觉得很难过啊。
So when God saw that man was doing such wickedness, he felt very sad.
就像我们身为父母的，我们看到儿女做错事、说错话。
It is like as parents when we see our children doing or saying the wrong things.
什么教都不想要改变啊。
And no matter what we teach them, they do not wish to change.
有时候我们会觉得非常的生气，但同时也非常的难过。
Sometimes this may make us very angry, but at the same time, it causes us great sorrow.
生气的是说为什么他不改
？We feel angry and we ask why do they not change?
难过是说如果他真的不改，会有什么样的不好的结果
？And we feel sorrowful because we think about the consequences if they do not change.
那有的时候啊，神是。暂缓说我先暂时不要出手
Sometimes God he will hold back and not turn his hand against us
我们来看耶利米书的十八章七到十一节
Let us look at Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 7-11
我们来看耶利米书的第十八章的七到十一节
Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 7-11
所以这边讲到说，如果他对某一邦说要降祸或是要降福啊
，Here tells us about if God wishes to bestow woe or blessings。
好，那这个降祸的这一邦，如果说他后悔改变了他的一个行为
，So if he has spoken against the nation and they turn，
神说我就必后悔，不将我所想要施行的灾祸降于他们。
God says, "I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it."
这个时候就有点类似暂缓，就是说暂时不把这个灾祸降下来。
So this is like temporary holding back from sending this punishment.
所以这个尼尼微城里面的人，他向神悔改了。
The people within Nineveh they repented to God.
他们悔改以后，神真的后悔，就是暂时不将这个祸患降在他们身上。
And when they repented, God saw and He relented, and He did not bring upon the disaster that He said He would bring.
好，但是我们来看第九节到第十节哈。
Let's look at verse 9 and 10.
好，这边说他们若第九节说，我何时论到一邦或一国说要建立斋职？他们若行我眼中看为恶的事，不听从我的话，我就必后悔，不将我所说的福气赐给他们。这里所讲的后悔，其实也是有点暂缓的意思。
And so the word relent mentioned in verse 10 is also similar to holding back.
第十一节说，现在你要对犹大和耶路撒冷居民说，耶和华如此说，我造出灾祸攻击你们，定义刑罚你们，你们个人当回头离开所行的恶道，改正你们的行动作为。其实这个才是神最后的目的。
So this is the end goal for God.
就像我们身为父母的
，It is like as parents.
我们有时候会拿藤条，好像敲敲敲打打打。
Sometimes we will take the rod and we will hit things.
然后会说第一次警告，第二次警告，第三次警告这样子。
And we will hit things and say this is your first warning, this is your second and your third warning.
哎，那如果小孩子马上悔改说：“哦，对不起，我错了。”比如说那个棍子就收起来了。
And if the child at the first warning says they're sorry and changes, then we'll put away this rod.
好，有时候讲话讲很生气，说我今天要打你，不是吗
？Sometimes when we get very angry, we may say I will hit you.
但是后来又没有打啊。
But in the end, you do not hit.
我们不能说父母撒谎，你应该打。
You cannot say that the parent has lied and they should have gone ahead with hitting them.
其实父母的决定是看孩子的表现啊。
The actions of the parent depends on what the child does.
这就是我们在生活当中，其实我们也是会做同样的动作跟决定。
So in our daily lives, we also do the same things.
那有的时候，神这个后悔哦，是一种的同情。同情哈 ，sympathy 哈。
And sometimes when God relents, it is a kind of sympathy.
他知道说这个灾祸一降下去。可能所有人没办法承担。
He knows that when this disaster comes upon the people, they cannot bear it.
好，所以当时候这个先知代祷说，能不能够把这个降的灾祸免掉啊
？So there was the prophet that interceded, saying, "Can this disaster be avoided?"
如果你真的下这个重手，哈，以色列百姓可能都全部死光光了。
If you put your hand against the Israelites, then they will all die.
我们来看前面哈，这个阿摩斯书第七章哈。
Let us look at Amos chapter 7.
好，阿摩斯书的第七章。
Amos chapter 7.
我们看一到六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
神的灾祸不是只有所谓的瘟疫啊。
So the disasters from God it is not only these plagues.
蝗虫的灾害其实也很可怕。
The plague of locusts is also very frightening.
我们有时候看到非洲那个地方也是这样哈。
Sometimes we may have seen the situations in Africa.
蝗虫过境，所有只要是青色的，全部都消失了。
When the locusts pass through, whatever is green will be gone.
而且不是说想灭就全部灭得掉啊。
And it is not to say that you can get rid of them so easily.
所以在这边这一段经文讲到说，神要用蝗灾来刑罚他的百姓。
So this passage tells us that the Lord would use locusts to punish His people.
好，神说用蝗虫将所有的青物全部吃掉。
And
第二节哈。
In verse 2 it tells us that the locusts finish eating the grass of the land.
先知马上说：“主耶和华，求你赦免，因为雅各微弱。”他怎能站立得住呢？第三节，耶和华就后悔说：“这灾可以免了。”神同情以色列百姓。
So in verse 3, see that the Lord relented and had sympathy for the Israelites.
第四节到第六节是讲到这个火啊。
Verses 4 to 6, it is about fire.
就记得澳洲去年到今年的那个森林大火。
I remember the great bushfires in Australia from that started last year until the start of this year.
烧起来能够灭得掉吗
？When it starts, are you able to extinguish it?
没办法。
It is not possible.
神说要用大火来好刑罚当时的百姓。
God says that He would use fire to discipline.
好，但是先知又再一次的祷告。
But again, the prophet prayed.
所以耶和华就同情了这些百姓，说这灾也可以免啊。
So the Lord had sympathy on the people and said, "This also shall not be."
虽然中文一直说耶和华后悔了
，although in Chinese it is translated as the Lord regretted or relented.
但事实上应该是说神同情了雅各的家。
But instead, it should be that the Lord has sympathy for the house of Jacob.
所以我们先从这。 这一段第九节当中我们看到。
So from this passage we can see.
好，在约拿书三章第九节说，或者怎么样怎么样，然后神怎么样怎样。
So from Jonah chapter 3 verse 9 we can see that God may turn and relent.
神是看到他们的行为。
God saw their works.
就像我们在生活当中，得罪人如果只说对不起就能够了事吗？
It is like for us, if we have wronged someone, is it enough just to say sorry?
有的时候说对不起，如果不是真心实意的，那个对不起三个字反而听起来是不是很刺耳？
If we apologize but we do not sound sincere about it, then will it not have the opposite effect?
其实很多时候神是看人内心的。
So God looks at our hearts.
所以我们从第一个段落知道说悔改是我们该做的事。
And we can see from the first section that we need to repent.
但是赦罪，这个赦罪之恩是神的怜悯与慈爱。
But to be forgiven, it is the mercy of God.
我们不要仗着说我们悔改神就一定会怜悯，神就一定会赦免，那可不一定啊。
We should not be confident in saying that whenever we repent, God will forgive us. This is not a given.
如果我们有这样的心态，事实上我们就不容易去犯罪了。
And if we have this kind of attitude, then in fact that we will not sin so much.
人会犯罪，有的时候除了自身的软弱之外啊。
Sometimes we will sin aside from our weaknesses.
有的时候就是认为说我只要悔改，神就会赦免，不是吗
？It is due to us thinking that as long as I confess my sins and repent, then God will forgive me.
好，那我们再翻回来看约拿书第三章。
Let us turn back to the book of Jonah, chapter 3.
我们现在看到说，他们有这样的行动啊。
We can see that they had this work.
第五节开始哈。
From verse 5 onwards.
三章的第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
这边说他们披上了这个麻衣，或者是说麻布哈。
It says that they put on sackcloth.
三章的五节、六节、九节。
And verse chapter 3 verse 5, 6 and 9.
分别是人民也悔改了，君王也悔改了，甚至连牲畜也都是披上了麻布啊。
We can see that all throughout Nineveh, the people, the king, and even the beasts, they were all covered in sackcloth.
人民我们人民或王，我们可以知道没有问题。
So we can understand when the people put on sackcloth.
因为人会犯罪，人应该要悔改啊。
Because mankind will sin, so we need to repent.
那为什么连牲畜、牛羊都要悔改啊？
But why is it that even the beasts need to repent?
但他们认为说，在这个当下，真的所有的人畜都必须悔改。
They felt that under the circumstance, everyone needed to repent.
好，那我们从第六节来看哈。
So if we look from verse 6,
这件事情哈，这个讯息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在会中啊。这几个动作我们来想看看。
We can ponder the actions here.
第一个，他下了这个宝座。
First, he arose from his throne.
这宝座代表什么
？What does the throne represent?
人的身份跟地位。
A person's status.
我们讲到说那个主席哈，英文不是叫 chairman 吗
？So we talk about the chairman.
就是坐在椅子上面的那一个人嘛。
It is the person in the chair.
就是最大的、啊。
He is the greatest.
早期让君王是坐在宝座上，其他的臣仆都是站在两边的哦。
In times past, only the king would sit on a throne, or other of the servants they would stand.
那这个君王愿意下了自己的宝座。
And this king, he was willing to arise from his throne.
他愿意把自己的地位拿掉。
He took off his status.
人很多的时候。很注重自己的身份跟地位啊。
Often mankind places much importance on their own status.
认为说我高高在上，如果我跟人家说声对不起，那我会不会损了自己的威严呢
？Sometimes we may think, if I am so great, but I apologize to someone, will I lose my dignity?
但是在神面前，真的很需要顾自己的面子、自己的身份跟地位嘛。
But before God, do we truly need to hold fast to our own status?
在神面前，其实我们都是一样的。
Before the eyes of God, we are all the same.
所以这个王愿意下了他自己的这个宝座啊。
This king, he was willing to arise from his throne.
其实这个宝座也指着他个人的尊荣。
And this throne can also represent his own glory.
啊，过去有多少的古今中外的历史，为了争夺一个王位，不惜杀害很多的人。
We can think of all of the people that have lost their lives in order for a king to be crowned.
多少人愿意得到这个做君王的尊荣？
And how many people hope to receive this glory of being the king?
好，所以我们看到说，这个尼布甲尼撒王事实上他的生活里面，他也是一言堂，就是一个人说的算。
We can see that King Nebuchadnezzar he also felt that whatever he said would be so.
好，没有人敢说第二句话。
And no one dared to speak against him.
但他当他骄傲。认为说这大巴比伦岂不是我用大能大力所建造而成的时候啊
？But when he became proud and he thought to himself that is not this great Babylon established by myself.
话都还没说完，天上就有声音说他要离开世人与野兽同居啊。
Before he had even finished saying this, there was a voice that told him that he would no longer be human but would dwell amongst the beasts.
他必须像牛一样吃草。
He would be like the cattle and he would.Like the oxen, and he would eat grass.
他必须要经过一段时间，才能够恢复，他回到他原本的王位啊。
And it would take some time before he would return to his place on the throne.
到什么时候
？How long did this take?
神所定的日期。
It was the time that God had set.
大概三年半。
It was about 3.5 years.
直到他举目望天，这个聪明才再一次的归附他。
Until he praised God in heaven, only then did he receive this status back.
当他得到这样的教训之后，他才重新体验到说，原来天上的这位神凡事都能啊。
And only after experiencing this did he understand that the God in heaven is able to do all things.
人再有能力，在神的面前都算不得什么。
Even a powerful and A man with great authority is nothing before God.
好，所以神希望人谦卑。
God hopes for us to be humble.
好，我们来看一下以赛亚书里面的记载。
Let's look at Isaiah.
以赛亚书57:15.
Isaiah chapter 57,
第15节哈。
Verse 15.
好，以赛亚书的57:15.
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15.
57:15，因为那至高至上、永远存活、名为圣的圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的至圣的所在，也必与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒。也使痛悔的人的心来苏醒。好，所以我们可以看到说，神要的是什么
？We can see what God wants.
心灵痛悔谦卑的人
，those who are contrite and humble in spirit.
好，当一个人愿意这么做的时候
，when a person is willing to do so，
神的这个神才愿意去改变一个人啊。
Only then is God willing to change this person.
如果神一直跟我们计较很多事情。就是第十六节所讲的
，If God is constantly contending against us，
没有一个人能够在神面前站立啊。
Then not a single person can stand before God。
神所造的人与灵性都必发昏呐。
Because the spirit would fail before God。
所以这个是神的一个怜悯。
This is a mercy of God。
神希望我们能够在心灵里面去痛悔。
God wishes for us to be contrite in that.
我们看到有些时候小孩子吼那么假哭，有没有？就是哭啦，但是是很假的吼。
So sometimes we have seen children and they will fake a cry.
我们大人一看就说啊，那是假的啦，不要理他。
And when the adults see this, they will say, they are faking it. We don't pay mind to them.
但是那个小孩子如果真心在哭得很凄惨，我们可以感受得到，他这次真的哭得很惨。
But if a child is crying very genuinely, we can feel it that they are crying genuinely.
我们人都能够感受出来的东西，难道神不能吗
？If we as humans are able to discern this, then will not God be able to do so as well?
如果我们只是在神面前掉几滴眼泪，如果不是真心的，难道神不能够知道吗
If we shed a few tears before God, but it is not genuine, then will God not know?
同样是说我错了，大卫跟扫罗完全不一样。
Both David and Saul said that they have sinned, but it was completely different.
好，我们等一下会讲哈。
So we'll talk about this later.
那在我们再翻过来看约拿书的第六章的第二段，第三章的第六节第二段。
Let's turn back to Jonah chapter 3 verse 6, second half.
好，第二个段落说，这个时候他不是只有下了宝座，他甚至还把朝服给脱下来了。
Not only did the king arise from his throne, he laid aside his robe.
在人类的历史里面，会用一些服饰来做阶级的划分。
Throughout the history of mankind, there's a hierarchy.
有的时候会用颜色来说尊贵的人才可以用啊。
And sometimes they will be discerned by color, so only the noble are able to use this color.
比如说以我们华人皇帝来说，就是黄色嘛，哦。
For example,
金黄色或黄色代表这个国王的颜色。
For example, in Asian culture, that color is yellow or gold.
在这个罗马时代的时候，是用紫色来当作君王的颜色。
During the time of the Romans, it was the color purple that was reserved for kings and royalty.
所以那个平民百姓那个颜色不是随便穿的。
So for the common people, they could not wear any color they wished.
这些臣仆他们所穿的衣服也被规，严格的规范说你不可以随便乱穿呐。
And there were strict guidelines around the colors that people of each section could wear.
好，那这个代表什么？衣服事实上也是代表身份。
So this shows that what we wear, our clothing also shows our status.
就像警察穿警察的服装制服哈。
It is like the police; they will have their uniform.
好，这个消防员也穿着他们自己的制服。
And the fire department also has their own uniform.
好，所以我们也知道说，生活当中衣服也等同于身份嘛哈。
So we can see in our own lives that what we wear can also show our status.
好，那我们可以看到说，当他把这个朝服脱下来的时候啊
，And we can see when he laid aside his robe，
代表说他已经不顾他是君王的这个身份或是地位了。
It shows that he is not holding on to his status as the king.
他愿意脱下朝服，披上麻衣。
He is willing to lay aside his robe and to cover himself with sackcloth.
如果我们在神的面前祷告认罪，还是不想把自己的那种身份拿掉的时候
，If we pray and ask God to forgive us, but we are unwilling to remove our own status,
这样子的祷告，这样子悔改有用吗
？Will this kind of prayer be effective?
好，当然这个朝服不是只有单纯说真正的那个服衣服啊。
Of course, this robe does not only refer to our physical clothing.
而是说那种心态，那种啊，比如说我的身份没有拿掉。
But it can also show our attitude and our thinking.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上的十五章。撒母耳记上十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
扫罗并没有把他这个看不见的朝服啊，给脱掉啊。
Saul did not remove this robe that cannot be seen.
哦，我们看十五章三十节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 30.
好，这个时候呢，好，我们看到说，虽然撒母耳好斥责了扫罗王啊
，We can see that although Samuel had pointed out the sin of Saul，
在三十节这样讲
，But verse 30 says。
扫罗王说：“我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我啊，通我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。”他讲的这一段话，虽然他前面有讲得很清楚说：“啊，我有罪了。”
Although at the beginning he says I have sinned，
没有错，他口头上面承认说我有罪了。
We see that he has confessed with his mouth that he has sinned，
但他的心里面真的有认了这个罪吗
？But has he truly confessed from his heart？
他还是想要自己的身份地位，所以他说：“ 你要跟我回去啊，这样子我好在长老跟百姓面前有面子嘛。
He still wanted to hold fast to his own status and his reputation.
所以他并没有真正的把朝服给脱掉。
We see he did not truly take off this robe.
好，我们讲到说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We say that all people have sinned against God and we fall short of God.
当我们看看别人的软弱的时候，
But when we see the shortcomings of others,
我们会自认为我比他好吗？
Do we think to ourselves that we are better than they?
这是人性的软弱。
This is the weakness of mankind.
但是这是以人与人之间的眼光来看的。
We will look at one another with our own eyes.
但是从神的角度来看，实际上每个人都是罪人，没有人比别人好啊。
But from the eyes of God and the perspective of God, everyone is a sinner, and no one is better than the other.
还记得在神学院在一次晚上的吃宵夜当中哦。
I remember once during the theological seminary, one of the evening suppers.
我们在聊天讲话就聊到有关于做传道的这个面子了哈。
We were having conversation and we came on the topic of the face of the preacher.
讨论到后来说面子真的很重要吗？
So we discussed about whether it was important to keep face.
就算是你像那个 face off 脸被刮下来那个拿去卖也不知道多少钱。
So if you took your face off and sold it, you do not know how much it would be worth.
就是面子真的多值多少钱
？So how much is it actually worth？
但是我们却有多少人这个面觉得这个面子很值钱
？But many of us feel that it is very valuable。
好，所以我们看到说，这个尼尼微城的君王，他愿意把自己的身份、地位、面子在神面前都拿掉。
We can see that the king of Nineveh was willing to remove his robe and to remove his status and reputation before God.
我们来做个假设。
So let's make an example.
不是啊，假设哦。Hypothesis 或者 assumption 都可以哦。
Let us assume.
好，假设说他穿着朝服，但是他只是外面披着这个麻衣或麻布。
That he continued to wear his robe, but on the outside he put on the sackcloth.
有用吗？
Will this be effective?
我会向神悔改，但是我还是持有自己的身份。
I confess my sin to God, but I still hold fast to my own status.
其实披上麻衣或麻布是代表极其痛苦啊。
To cover yourself with sackcloth, it is to represent great suffering or pain.
就像有人死掉的时候所穿的那种丧礼的衣服。
It is like the attire that you wear when someone has passed away.
就像约瑟，他虽然被卖，但是雅各认为约瑟已经死了。
Like Joseph, although he was sold, but his father thought that he was dead.
所以雅各为了约瑟，他可以披上这个麻衣。
And for the sake of his son Joseph, Jacob put on sackcloth.
这也是一种自我谦卑的表现。
This is also an action of showing humility.
这个亚哈王虽然很坏
，King Ahaz, although he was very wicked,
好，但是他愿意在神的面前披上麻衣，缓缓而行。
But he was willing to put on sackcloth before the eyes of God.
所以神说好。我看到他的悔改，所以我把这个灾祸延后到他死后才开始执行啊。
So God says that he has seen his repentance and he will delay this punishment until after he has passed.
这个是在列王记上的21:27-29所记载的。
This is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 21.
所以人如果在神面前真的自卑啊，这才是真的得到高升。
If mankind is able to humble themselves before God, then this is how we can be exalted in the eyes of God.
其实讲到人与人之间，有的时候也是这样啊。
And to some extent, it is the same between our people.
如果一个人愿意说对不起，我错了。
If a person is willing to apologize and say that they are wrong,
有的时候能够赢得别人的那种心啊。
Sometimes it is able to win over the other person.
好，那我们看到他这个君王跟所有人都住在会中啊。
So we can see that the king and his people sat in ashes.
那这个坐在灰中，在旧约时期是指的什么意思？
What does it mean to sit in ashes in the Old Testament?
就好像自己家里面有丧事，丧了这个孩子的感觉是一样的。
It is a similar feeling to if there has been a bad event in the house and you have lost your children.
好，这种是一个非常难过的事情。我们来看一段经文来做解释哈。
Let us refer to a passage to explain this.
我们看耶利米书的第六章的二十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 26。
好，耶利米书第六章二十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 26。
好，说我民呐、啊，应当束腰束麻布，滚在这个灰中，你要悲伤如丧独生子，痛痛哭嚎，因为灭灭的要突然临到我们。神告诉以色列百姓说，他们应该赶紧的向神悔改。
God has told the people of Israel that they should repent very quickly.
就好像自己上吊的独生子一样。
Make mourning as for an only son.
当一个独生子死掉的时候。
When they lose an only son,
人的心是多么的伤痛。
You can imagine the pain of that person.
神说，你就用同样的伤痛来向我悔改。
And God says, make mourning and repent in the same way.
所以神所要的是什么？
What does God desire?
忧伤痛悔的心啊。
A broken and contrite spirit.
神不在乎我们献多少的祭物给他。
God does not care how many offerings we make to him.
而在乎那个忧伤痛悔的心。
But he looks upon this contrite spirit.
就像一个小孩子得罪，就是让爸妈不开心哈。
For example, when a child does something wrong in the eyes of the parents.
可能是言语的冒犯或者行为让父母伤心啊。
Perhaps it is something that they have said or that they have done that causes the parents to be in sadness.
如果他不想要打算说声对不起。
If they do not intend to say sorry,
但他却能够主动帮忙扫地、拖地、倒垃圾。
But they are willing to do some chores around the house.
但从来不讲声对不起，不说声对不起。
But they do not once say the words "I'm sorry."
那身为父母的会原谅吗
？Then as a parent, will you forgive them?
有的时候可能不会啊。
At some sometimes you may not.
因为父母可能所要的是。对不起，就是承认自己的过犯。
Because what the parents desire from this child is to confess their wrong，
而不是将功补过。
Not to try to do works to make up for it。
那是对不起改变，那才是一个真节点。
When you say sorry and you change, that is a true turning point。
同样的情形，如果我们在神面前犯罪，那我们做圣功就想用做圣功来弥补吗？
And it is the same before God. If we have sinned against God, do we try to make up for it using divine works?
还是在神面前承认自己的过犯？
Or do we confess our sins before God?
所以约拿书三章第十节最后才说，神是看了他们的行为啊。
So in Jonah chapter 3 verse 10 it says that God saw their works.
神仔细的观看说，他们真的是悔改，真的是改变了。
God saw that they had truly changed and have turned.
真的把手中的强暴跟离开所行的恶道。
They turned from the evil way.
人在神的面前，那个罪是藏不住的。
We are unable to hide our sin before God.
人可以欺骗人。
We can deceive one another.
但人却不能欺骗神。
But man cannot deceive God.
我们来看。耶利米书第十六章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 16.
耶利米书第十六章。
Jeremiah chapter 16.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
一个人有没有真心实意的去悔改
？Has a person truly and genuinely confessed their sin？
神都能够看透。
God is able to see through it。
耶利米书十六章十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 16 verse 17。
说 因为我的眼目查看他们的一切 行为，他们不能在我面前遮掩，他们的罪孽也不能在我眼前来隐藏，是绝对不可能被隐藏起来的。
So we cannot hide these iniquities.
所以很重要的，神所看的是那真正的悔改。
It is important that God looks upon a true repentance.
但有的时候我们来自我反省一下。
But at times we need to self-reflect.
我们在神面前悔改。
We have repented before God.
我们是真的悔而且改变吗？
Have we truly confessed and turned from our ways?
还是我们只有悔，但是却没有完全改变自己的行为？
Or do we confess but we have not changed our own actions?
对，悔圣餐礼一回去，嘿，然后又回到了这个老我啊。
So after the Holy Communion, we end up back at our old self.
然后再隔个半年再来向神悔改，但是就是一直反复在这个循环当中啊。
So do we continue in the cycle?
所以神所要的是，当时候尼尼微城的人切实的悔改。
What God desires is like the people of Nineveh, they truly repented and turned.
所以神还真的不把这个灾祸临到尼尼微的城。
And because of that, God relented from the disaster.
所以我们可以看到第三章，神透过约拿去传扬这个警告。
We can see in chapter 3 that God has warned the people through Jonah.
是希望百姓真的能够有这个悔改的机会。
Because he wished to give the people a true opportunity to repent.
那百姓也趁着神还没有发怒之前，也真的确实的悔改，而不是虚假的。
And the people, they had truly and genuinely repented during this opportunity.
那神也看了他们的行为，就后悔不降所说的灾祸。
When God saw their works, he relented and did not bring this disaster upon them.
那我们今天也是一样。
And it is the same for us.
只要我们还活着。
As long as we are still living.
我们就有机会。
We have an opportunity.
但如果我们死了呢？
But what if we have died?
当我们想要悔改的时候，已经没有机会了。
If we try to repent, then we have no more opportunity.
所以现在是神所悦纳的日子。
So now it is the time that God has given to us.
应该要回转归向神。
We should repent and to turn back to God.
因为神本来是有大慈爱的。
Because God, He is full of love and mercy.
但是另外一面，神也是公义的。
But on the other hand, God is also righteous.
但神往往会把慈爱放在前面，公义放在后面。
But God will always put grace and mercy before judgment.
所以我们看到这整本圣经里面，大概就是有这样的原则，神会先怜悯人。给人悔改。
And we can see this concept throughout the Bible that God will be merciful and allow people to repent.
但如果人不愿意悔改，神的愤恨、公义就会临到。
But if mankind is not willing to repent, then that is when the judgment and the righteousness of God will be shown.
但人绝对不要积存神的愤怒。
But we should not store up wrath of God.
把神的恩慈当作平常。
We should not count the grace of God as a common thing.
那就是我们在第三章的这个分享。
This is our sharing from chapter 3.
我们来唱赞美诗332首。
Let us sing hymn 332.